On the line, we have Maureen Kavanagh, and she is CEO of Active Retirement Ireland. And we're going to be chatting about the need for clear and simple COVID guidelines to support older people in returning to indoor community activities. Good morning, Maureen. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm very good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. And I kind of limited that a bit, and I didn't mean to, what I said there. It's not just indoor activities, but we need clear and simple advice about how we get back out there into the community and start interactions again. Isn't that it?
Yes, yeah. Active Retirement Ireland, and we represent over 25,000 older people across the whole of Ireland in 550 local groups. We have been calling for quite a while now for clear guidelines on when older people can return to their community-based activities that they run themselves in their local parish halls and community centres, resource centres. There have been clear guidelines issued in the last week or so, in which from the 20th of September, indoor activities can start again, and then from the 22nd of October, you won't need to produce evidence of vaccination in order to be able to do indoor activities. But really, our members, I suppose, just feel that given that older people were the first ones to go into lockdown and the guidelines are very clear around that, that we really would like some very clear guidelines on returning to community-based activities. Now, we are aware that there are clear guidelines for older people who want to go back to daycare centres and for older people within nursing homes and for visiting to nursing homes. And we're delighted with those because that's a very vulnerable cohort of older people. But what we're talking about here is the lives of older people that are active, they're out there, they're contributing to their communities, they're contributing to the economy, they're out and about, they go on short breaks, they do sports activities, they do dancing, they do learning activities, IT activities, all of these things they do on a regular basis. And it's the clarity we need for those groups to get back up and running.
Indeed, I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm very surprised, to be honest, that the HSE hasn't come out with very clear and simple guidelines for older people, because older people were, and we were told, the most vulnerable of the cohort people.
Yes,
who could pick this up.
Well, I suppose given, and that was true, and I'll be honest, like older people followed the restrictions back when all the restrictions are in place and were massively compliant and abided by the you know, the public health measures that were in place. But now it's time for you know, clearer guidelines on, now that the bulk of the population is vaccinated, how can these independent living, community living older people come back out and start planning their learning activities, start planning their short breaks, start planning their all the activities, their art and their IT and all of these activities that they would do regularly. They're, I suppose we're just concerned that there seems to be, there seems to be focus on getting the schools back and all of that. And that's very, very important. But in the main, older people are now vaccinated. They're less vulnerable than they used to be. So look, isn't it time that we got this whole cohort of people back out volunteering into their communities, planning their activities, keeping themselves well, keeping themselves busy, and more importantly, Michael, being less lonely and being social connected with other people.
Indeed, and that will actually, by doing that, they'll actually take pressure off the health services because they'll be staying healthier.
Absolutely, and there is multiple research both within Ireland and abroad that shows that if you maintain your social connections, if you maintain, you know, a busy and healthy life, keep physically active and keep mentally active, you are less likely to have the need of the health services.
Yeah, and from what I can see, what we're calling for is we're not calling for people for the HSC or the government to spend money or do anything like that. We're just asking for clear and simple advice on how we should move forward. That's all. Just advice. And it seems to be very, very slow in coming.
It's quite slow. I mean, even the advice at the moment around, say, from the 22nd of October, where you will no longer need a vaccination or recovery certificate to go to an indoor restaurant, pub or other venue. You will need it for international travel. And it also says the restrictions on numbers no longer apply, including weddings, indoor and outdoor activities, religious ceremonies, and it says nightclubs can reopen. Absolutely brilliant. But please give us some clarity on how older people can return to their community centres, to their GA halls, to their local community halls, to start gathering together in the groups that they used to be in, and how safe they are in doing that, and what are the sort of guidelines that they need to follow within that. Now, we've, as an organisation, we have issued out to our groups the sort of guidelines, you know, check with your local hall to see how many numbers are they allowing back in. Book your venue, see can you get your venue back again. Ensure that when you go to your meeting, make sure that you have a contact list of everybody who's going to be at that meeting, just in case. Keep 2 metres apart still, but that's going to change from the 22nd of October, and always keep up the hand hygiene. And that's all we can give to people at the moment, because we do need to offer something to our groups, because we have an awful lot of members out there who are fearful to return, because they're not hearing it clear enough. You have to trawl through the guidelines that come out to see where do older people's community groups fit within them.
Yeah, and as far as I can make out, you know, it's a fairly simple thing for them to do, is that all we're asking for is some bullet points of what we should maintain doing. To stay safe. That's all.
That's as simple as that. And even the acknowledgement that older people have other places that they go to besides daycare centres and HSE-run events. And it's the acknowledgement of the cohort of people that are out there that contribute hugely to their community, that plan activities, that volunteer in the Vince Nepal, the volunteer in the Tidy Towns, the volunteer for the Meals and Wheels. Clear statement on it's okay for you now to go back or maintain your distance or wear your face or whatever it is. But we are hearing sort of that you can go back to a bingo hall or mother and toddler groups can go back. Please just tell us that older people that are independent, keeping themselves well and active, can go back to their activities.
Indeed. And, you know, I've heard a kind of like an aside being said at times. Use common sense. You know, that you can basically go back to doing whatever you used to do, but use common sense and see if you want to use wear a mask and things like that. I think that isn't good enough. That they need to list down a few bullet points for older people to say, look, this is best practice. You don't have to do it, but if you want to stay safe, this is best practice of what you should do.
Michael, that's exactly. And if we as a national organisation had those bullet points, we would get them out across to all, you know, our members, our 25,000 members, so they will know, look, this is what you need to do in order to be able to keep safe. Because you're right, we have people saying, well, look, no, we'll use common sense and we might keep using our masks because it might keep the flu away as well. But however, we have other people then saying, no, I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back to my community group. You know, so, and these are people that are going to remain lonely and isolated and have very little contact with other people in their communities.
Yeah, and all they need is that little bit of assurance of what to do, what'll keep them safe. I don't think this is rocket science, but it just needs people to get that little bit of confidence is all we're asking for.
That's it, and I think it really would help with getting a lot of people who have spent 18 months behind doors and keeping themselves safe and generally not mixing too much in their community. It would just give them that little bit of reassurance to take that step.
Indeed. Maureen, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and
you too, Michael.
I certainly hope, I know I'll be talking to some people in the HSE and I will mention it to them.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate that.
If we can get something done. The other thing I was going to ask you, and this may be a little bit outside your purview, but this talk of a third shot, I know...
A booster shot,
and they're talking about for people over 80 and then for people over 65 who are residents in a care facility. Do you think they should actually put that out to anybody over 60?
I don't know. I can honestly say to you, I don't know. We have been trying to follow it ourselves, you know what I mean? Because just to see if it's going to become like, you know, you get the flu vaccine every year.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the route that we're going down? But look, we will wait on the public health advice. We will wait to see what the experts and the scientists have to say. And certainly, look, if it means that we can keep the virus at bay by having a yearly inoculation against it, I think the bulk of us would be taking that offer up.
Indeed we would. And it's amazing what people have said about, and you just mentioned it, about people wearing masks. How there hasn't been as much of the common cold going around or the flu going around since people were wearing masks.
Yes, we've noticed that as well. The only other thing, though, we do need to put into that equation is that people haven't been mixing much either.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but true. I do. I mean, look, did we ever think we'd see the day where, as a society in Ireland, that we would be so willing to wear masks on public transport and in shopping centres? It seems to be quite the norm. So it's perhaps it is a good safety precaution, particularly for people that feel vulnerable and may feel safer wearing a mask.
Indeed. And I think it's going to be with us for a long time to come, the wearing of masks on public transport and so forth.
And that, the hand hygiene, and yep, the you know, and that, I think those are very practical, very important things to, I suppose, just to do in order to keep ourselves, our families, and our community safe.
Indeed, Maureen. Once again, thank you very much for chatting with us.
Not at all. You're very welcome. I enjoyed it. Take care.
All the best. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Now, there we go. That was Maureen Kavanagh, and she is CEO of Active Retirement Ireland. And we were just chatting about a very, very important issue, is that the need for some guidelines for older people getting back into community activities. Not looking for rocket science here, just a few bullet points just to give people confidence. So, because I've spoken to quite a few people, and some people have been very, very nervous about getting back out into activities, and they just need that little bit of confidence. So, just a few, 5 or 6 bullet points from the HSE to say, look, for older people getting back into the community, particularly on indoor activities, you know, you don't have to, but continue to wear a mask, keep washing your hands, 3 or 4 others, whatever it is. And I think that would be a really, really helpful.